Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with your boy Carver High and Chris Thomas in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Don't forget, we have this hour a new Snapchat coming out. It's to follow it, just one word, Pharrell on Bench. We have a new Instagram one out at On the Bench CBS. Instagram, follow us at On the Bench CBS. And then you can follow the podcast of the show if you miss the show or whatever. They're all on the night of the show and the next day. Every day, all five shows of the week on Twitter, at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Pharrell. We also put it on Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench. You can stream the show on the CBS Sports app, Radio.com app, Apple Music. And also, you can follow at Carver High CBS and at Aisle Seat Podcast if you're a hockey fan. I think you'll like B-Comp and Carver High's hockey show. A lot of chicks dig it, including Liz Carver. She's a big fan. So she watches the Ballers play basketball, I've noticed.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
She's a fan. Solid team. I think we could beat the Suns. And the Bulls.
I think.
The Bulls, I think we can take. So here's the deal. 20 seconds left. Air Force with the ball, trying to kick a field goal here. They're setting up for a field goal here to win the game. It's tied 42 apiece on the fantastic CBS Sports Network cable channel. They're getting mind-numbing ratings tonight with this game. What's the girl's name that's so popular? Katie Nolan. It came down to ESPN and CBS Sports Network, her decision for her career when she left Fox. She was actually, it just pretty much came down to ESPN. I just thought I'd throw that in there to help the ratings. So.
It's a shame. I'm watching this, that Frazier. They just showed it before when he had a couple guys on there in the seventh. Man, he tagged that ball.
Oh, God, right to the wall.
Right to the 404 sign out there in center.
Anywhere else? Would that have been a home run at Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
What's the number out of dead center there?
402?
So it wouldn't have been a home run. Didn't they just say that one?
It was a little bit to left center. It was a little bit to left center. They've got a weird configuration out in center field there at down in Houston.
So does the kid make the field goal here for Air Force or not, Carver High?
Yes.
Yes, game over.
Colorado State just added a field goal to go up 7 on New Mexico.
Up 7. The number in that game was 7. How much time's left?
14:49 in the fourth.
Plenty of time for massive scoring still. So anyway, I just wanted to say, just for the sake of it, how about this? Air Force to win, and I had Nevada plus 6. Cover, cover. And I had Marshall and minus 3. Cover, cover,
cover.
And what was cover, that? Western Kentucky cover, won, but they didn't cover. They only won by 4. Those Hilltoppers cover. Let me down. But I still hit the money line on that game. And I'm rocking Colorado State to win and New Mexico plus 7. So anything's possible there. What channel is that game on? Surprised that's not on CBS Sports Network, too. They should have two games on at once. They could double the ratings.
This game would be on the Deuce, ESPN2.
Is that right? There you go. I need to switch over to that. I think that what I'll do is I'll switch over to that and watch that. Well, there's still a fourth quarter there. This is great. Let me just check. Is the hockey game over? How about this? I was watching it before, and the Ducks were up 3-2. I think that checked in as a final now. 6-2, they beat the Canadians. The Canadians are having a great year. Their fans are always bragging about how great they are. Didn't you get in a fight with some Canadian fan this week?
Yes, I did.
They're having a great year. 1-6-1. Carey Price, the greatest goalie on earth.
Yeah, I had to shut down one of these Montreal guys because these Canadian people, they continue to throw things against the wall about John Tavares going to either Montreal or Toronto. And so I had to shut
Seeing
one
if it'll
down.
Stick.
I had to shut one guy down because what he said was just so ridiculous that I had to make him look stupid.
How did it turn out for him?
Not too good, because I had pretty much all of the Islander fans that listen to the podcast, which is built up now.
You sent them out on a rabid dog attack?
Right, because I would take this guy's tweets and I would, retweet it with a little comment from myself above them, so then all the Islander fans would go and they attacked him pretty good. So.
And what is he? Is he a writer for?
He works for TSN in Montreal.
Is he a producer or something?
I honestly have never heard of the guy before. Someone brought it to my attention.
They used to put me on a show on that channel. What was the guy's name? Do you know that popular show on the record? What is it called? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a really popular show on that channel.
No idea.
Michael Lansdowne hosts it.
Oh, okay.
I used to go on that show periodically. I actually went on that show one day after I got in a fist fight at the airport in Toronto. I got in a fist fight with some guy who started up with me. Got in my face, so I cranked him in the face, 100 miles an hour. I broke my ankle that day, too, by the way. I fell off a curb.
Sounds like it was a really productive day.
Well, I got in a fight, and then the fight bled out from the baggage claim into the curb, and I went off a curb and snapped my ankle. And so I busted my ankle, and it was weird because the guy that I had cracked in the face actually knew that I cranked my ankle really badly, and so did a cop, so they, helped me up and let me go. There was no charges filed. It was like just a pure good hockey fight. You know, I'm not one to take a whole lot of shack. You get in my face and I'm ready to pretty much, NHL, drop the gloves. What do you want to do? You want to do it here, there, outside, in here, the baggage claim? Where do you want to do it? Right now? Then? Later? Where do you want to meet? I got a fight playing basketball a couple weeks ago and I said to the dude, I asked him if he wanted to meet at a middle school, in the back of the middle school later at 3 o'clock. Because the game was at 10 in the morning. I was like, I can meet you at 3 at the middle school if you want it. No one would be there in the back on a Saturday. And we could just, the two of us, show up and fist fight. Remember, what was it, Fight Club, Carver High? You don't tell anyone, right? You just
do
it.
You never tell anybody about Fight Club.
All right. We're trying to keep Carver High awake tonight, Chris.
I'm always
Did you get
awake.
Him a cocaine
Between
coffee?
The hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern, I am always awake.
Did you drink a cocaine coffee?
I do every night, pretty much, yeah. I had to try a new one tonight because they didn't have
Which ones? Because you turned me on to some of that. The one can I liked in Vegas, it? Did you show Chris the movie you just did? Because he saw it and he did a double take. He didn't know what you were doing.
Because we brought up something.
He doesn't know, so you got to bring it in.
You
bring it in if you want it. This is like when you're asking for a blackjack. You got to ask for the card. Bring it. We don't just go, hit me. Like most people hit me. We do a full arm wave. Bring the card, woman. And then what drink did you turn me on to? Which one was it? The rehab one? Which one?
Yes, the Monster Rehab.
Is that the yellow one?
Yes.
And then
we sold that.
The red one I turned you on to.
Yeah, because we ran them out of the other one. We were drinking so many of them.
We'll be at the D in Las Vegas starting January 29th for an entire week of shows and 7 consecutive nights of Andiamo steaks. Did you at the end of the week when we ate it and literally all I had was a steak and a potato and nothing else? Oh, and 2 shrimps?
The food got less and less.
It got less and less.
By the time we got to Friday, there was less and less food.
Because you just can't take it. It's so delicious that you'll become just obese.
And since we're staying till Sunday for the game, that means that we have an opportunity now on Saturday night there to do another sit down in there.
Two
sit downs on this trip.
The night we get there and the Saturday night.
Which is just a potential for big things.
You know, we did last year, too. The Super Bowl bash goes on and it's over at 7 o'clock and our flight's at 11. So I hit that place after the game. I go like this. I go, give me a steak and a dessert. You were there with me and Gambling Kenny when I ordered the tiramisu plate.
Yes, and you were like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get a little top off. I'm going to get a little something extra here at the end. You right. Got that little tiramisu plate.
Right.
I got out of there.
You ran. Joe in, is it Joe in Michigan?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, bro?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Thank you for the call. I just wanted to get your opinion in regards to Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines.
Right.
Going into this Saturday. Just saw the rumors going around in regards to Jim being on the hot seat and his frustration. What's your opinion?
Well, first of all, I don't believe any of that. Like, how many people have to be stupid to realize that that's not happening? There's no way they're firing that guy at this point, if you ask me. I mean, first of all, they're, what are they, 5-1? 2-1 in the Big Ten. Everybody starts crying they don't win the big game. So when you lost to Michigan State, everybody starts talking about firing him. And then when they, you know, lose to Penn State, they're going to start talking more about firing him. And then when they lose to Ohio State in Ann Arbor on November 25th, because Ohio State's playing fantastic football right now, and they're probably going to go back to the playoff because they're kicking everyone's ass right now, and they want to have the best teams in the country in the playoff. So if you're kicking everyone's ass and you're playing great football, you have a better shot no matter what you did early in the season. If you lost a game to Oklahoma, it's not going to matter if you're killing everyone you're playing going out at the end of November. So here's the deal. I wouldn't fire him if they lost all three games. I wouldn't fire him if he lost all three games. I wouldn't even fire him if he lost to Penn State, Wisconsin, and Ohio State, and they went with four losses. Because he's a great coach, and he reminds me literally and just completely of Bo Schembechler. I think he, you know, he obviously played for him. I think he's the spitting image of him. He's the reincarnation of him. And some people may not like that. They may think I'm disrespecting him because Bo was so much, really, frankly, better. But I think that Jim's actually building toward becoming that guy. I think he's trying to run things the way Bo ran it. He's trying to coach the way Bo coached. He's doing everything he learned from Bo Schembechler. That's who he's become. And that's what happens when you have someone influence you so much in your life. You want to be them. You want to emulate them. I think I was that way with Bob Knight. Being around Bob Knight, for me, was like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. Now, most people would say that would be the craziest thing they ever heard, that I could look up to someone like Bob Knight. But most people are stupid, and they don't realize how incredible he really is as a person and human being with people that he likes and the kids that he was around. 95% of them he loved. There are a few bad apples in every batch that he didn't like, fair enough, and he got rid of them. And he's been accused of everything, choking people, all the rest. People hate him, and now he's old, and it's so easy to say bad things about him. But you know, Bo Schembechler was crazy, okay? And so is Woody Hayes. Woody Hayes was smacking players around long before Bob Knight. And that's all there is to it. And I think Jim Harbaugh doesn't do any of that, but I think he's intense. And I think he's doing things the right way in Ann Arbor. And I actually think he's fantastic for Michigan football. And it's funny, I'm watching him on TV right now. I think he's everything they dreamt of having as a coach. I think he's the perfect guy for the job. I actually don't believe there's anyone else at all, anywhere, not one person that could do a better job than Jim Harbaugh. So all the fans in Michigan need to have a beer and a sandwich and chill the Pharrell out, because they're all a bunch of morons. You know, you're great fans. You love your team. You're very supportive. You're very fantastic fans. And there's no denying Michigan's got great fans. But stop acting like you're the head coach of Michigan. Just stop. You're a bunch of idiots. Just stop. You don't run Michigan football. You go to the games and you tailgate with all your phony friends. And you go to the game and you want them to win. And when you lose, you go home and cry and say fire the coach, because you're all a bunch of numbskulls. So shut the Pharrell up. He's a great coach. Shut up. Everything he does, he wins. And he's winning there. He's doing a good job. And I don't, you know, call Jesus up. Maybe he'll come coach you, because you guys are looking for perfection. You know, these schools that think they should win every single game they play every single year, you're all a bunch of, you know what? Just inject massive swear words right here. You're all a bunch of you-know-what. Shut up. You know, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't understand how hard it is to win every game. You don't understand what it's like to play in these conference games and battles and go on the road. And you're dealing with kids. You're not dealing with pro athletes. They're young kids. They don't know whether they're coming or going. I think he's doing a hell of a job in Ann Arbor. And you asked, so be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so I got to tell you, I mean, this is your last chance for the weekend to remember to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, if you've missed out on the college football season through, 7 weeks, this is week 8 in college, I believe, and week 7 in pros, then you're just missing out on cash. PharrellOnTheBench.com, I hit tons of winners. I did it again all week this week. I did it again tonight. I mean, it is just ridiculous. It's hilarious to me how many games I hit for you and how much money I make you. It really is, and it's documented. None of it's BS. It's straight up. You can see on the site, everything's legit. All the hits are there, the misses. We tell it like it is. No BS, no lies. It's honesty. That's how it works. We either hit or we don't. It's a real simple formula, and I hit a ton of games. So remember, Saturday, some great games. Louisville, Florida State, Indiana, Michigan State, Cuse, Miami, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan, Penn State, just to name a few. There's tons of them. And then PharrellOnTheBench.com is where you go for college winners, money lines, and spreads. Divisional games, Sunday, payday, New York, Miami, Cincy, Pittsburgh, Sunday night, the rematch of the Super Bowl, and then Monday night, Washington, Philly. We talked about it tonight. Those are all great games. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every pick, every game, every sport, every day, and I rank my plays, my favorite to least favorite, and then you get baseball. I've only lost one LCS game in the AL and NL. Only one game out of every game played. I've gotten every game right except one. It's true. Boxing, MMA, hockey, pro hoops, college hoops, daily fantasy rosters. Our football daily fantasy rosters make people money every week. Hockey, we're making people money hockey, I mean, like 5 out of 7 nights a week. It really is ridiculous. Hoops, same thing. And if you don't do it at $35 a month, you're just an idiot. PharrellOnTheBench.com is for idiots that like making money. I'm trying to see, Carver High, if we can get this guy to come on the show, if he likes sports and stuff. Maybe he likes La Liga. Maybe this actor from this show I watched. Trust me, when you see this show, it's so violent.
Is this the subtitle show?
Yeah. It's so good.
How do you know he speaks English?
I don't. That's the thing. So this is like this would be like going fishing for a big fish, a get. The guy's a famous actor in Italy. He's done a ton of movies. His favorite actor growing up was Leo DiCaprio. So that's, and Jim Carrey, it says. Those were his favorites. Meanwhile, the guy plays a killer, like a mobster in the show. But he's really good in it. And I just wondered if, because we've never, you know, had someone like that, some Italian actor. Maybe he speaks English. Maybe he'd be shocked to know that his show on Netflix in America has become a hit and that people like it. Like, they didn't put it on Netflix because it sucks. Trust me, they put cool shows on there. This is one of them. And I thought the guy was so kick-ass in this show that I'm like, you just become like a fan of his instantly because he's like, you know, he's like, I don't know, the bad guy, and you're just kind of like, you either pick one side or the other. I chose the bad guys. I was like, I'm on the bad guy side. I like the way they kill people. I'm with them. Like, the other side was the priests, and I just, they creeped me out. So I went with the mafia, and that was it. So maybe we can get him. You never know. Carver High's like, Jesus Christ, how much time is he going to spend on this? He's in there. Guys. Some Italian guy. I just want to go to bed. What's he talking?
Talk a little AC Milan with him or something like that.
He might.
Champions League?
He's from Rome, Italy. He's born in Rome, raised in Rome. He knows the city like the back. I'm going there next summer. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going there for 2 weeks, actually.
Really?
I'm actually going to take a 2-week summer vacation next year. I'm going to Italy.
How about that?
I'm going to become a mobster and an Italian film actor. I'm gonna do all my movies in subtitles, and I'm gonna have relations with smoking hot supermodel Italian women.
You might be there just in time for the filming of season 2 of this show. Perfect.
It might be perfect, and then my wife told me we'll be skeeved at the beach when you see all the Italian chicks don't shave their armpits. Yeah, kind of got to be there to appreciate it, I guess. His name is Alessandro Borghi. But it does not look good in terms of how to get a hold of him. I'm not feeling the link to, I'm not feeling the access to the Italian actors. I'm not feeling it. All right, let's go to the Zoffinator in Akron, OH. Check out who.
Yo, what up, man? Can I get a beer real quick?
Can we get him a beverage? This is unbelievable.
AC Milan. I think that's where Carver High's boy Balotelli plays for.
Is that true, Carver High?
Yeah, he is my guy. I love Balotelli.
There you go.
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to Jay Berman. He's like the best update dude ever.
He's sitting right here right now.
I totally agree.
It's like the Zoffinator knew that Jay was coming in to
totally
do the update
agree.
Right now.
Great to hear from you, bud.
Dude's a legend. Yo, I really missed the music on the show. I took Atlanta with the four, and you guys were talking about the center field in Houston. I miss them, how they had that hill out there. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool for about 5 minutes. I don't even know. Like, that was not cool.
I liked that for some reason.
For 5 minutes, I liked it.
Guys were tearing up their knee trying to go off it.
Guys are blowing out their knees.
Did you see the videos of Marshawn Lynch, like, in the crowd and on the subway?
Yeah, I saw him all gangstered up. I'm just so not into his whole gang thing or whatever the hell he's doing. He said the thug life or whatever the hell he is. I don't even know what he is. I have no idea what's wrong with that guy. He's definitely got issues. I mean, he really does. Like, what was he doing last night? Running out on the field and, like, saving lives and pushing people around and freaking out. And then he goes up in the stands like he's some kind of superhero. And then he's on the subway afterwards messing with people. Like, whatever, dude. I'm sure they were filming the whole thing for his stupid TV show, too. All he does is everything's about selling whatever he's selling his beast mode stuff. That's what he's into. Trust me, I've said this 50 times. He's going to play there for a couple years, and when they move to Vegas, he won't have anything to do with it. He'll be finished. He's already doing nothing for him, in case you haven't noticed. His biggest run last night was 2 yards. Everyone's always bragging about how great he is. Those days are long gone.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Chicks dig me. It's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is, I believe, is it Jeff in Seattle, Washington?
I believe it is Jeff.
There it is. Jeff writes, Pharrell, did you hear about Brandon Browner's cocaine festivities? Well, heavens to Betsy, since you brought it up, I looked it up in the break, and I saw ex-Seahawks star Brandon Browner was arrested for cocaine in L.A. in May, somehow made it till middle of October before we knew about it. He was hauled to the station for a shirtless mugshot. The 33-year-old former Seahawk was arrested May 25th at 7 a.m. after cops said he was in possession of cocaine. The former Pro Bowl corner was the original Legion of Boom member, was released after a few hours. And then a few months later, he was arrested again for allegedly making criminal threats against a woman. He last appeared in a game in 2015 with the Saints. Not good. Big fan of the Seahawks there, bringing up his former Legion of Boom member doing the Rio de Janeiro, allegedly. Can we overnight Jeff all the way to Seattle? Will he get it? A case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing!
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. The winner brings problems, like 1 out of 4 batteries are going to fail. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Did I mention, it looks like we won't be able to get the Italian actor on. He's a football, boxing, and MMA guy, but he doesn't speak English. That's a problem. Do you think we could do the entire interview in Italian and see if we get away with it?
No.
No. All right. Clayton Kershaw, a step closer to the one thing he's missing. That would be a World Series ring.
But there was actually more to that than...
Didn't he say that he was going to, he might retire?
Yes. There was a quote in there where he was like, now he could have been joking around, who knows, but he said, who knows, if we win this one, I might hang it up. Now, I don't believe that because he's still relatively young and still has a lot of cash
on
the table to collect, so I don't believe it for a second, but it was an interesting comment.
The Rutgers-Maryland game moved from Yankee Stadium on November 4th due to the Yankees' postseason run. Chris Paul could miss a month.
They might want to wait 24 hours. They might be able to have it there after
Yeah, they
all.
Still might be able to if they don't win. The Knicks faced a couple of injuries heading into their opener against Detroit on Saturday. A Beasley ankle and Nilakina sprained his ankle at practice.
Garden should be packed tomorrow night during that Yankees Game 7.
Yeah. The Kings hired Jenny Busick. Is that her name? One of two women coaches in the NBA now.
Yes.
She used to be the head coach of the WNBA.
Seattle Storm.
There you go. She was fired, but it was a minor setback. She's been hired as an NBA coach now. Whiteside has a bone bruise after bumping knees on Wednesday night. He will not play in Saturday's home opener against the Pacers. Melo now wants to move forward. Doesn't want to talk about the Knicks anymore, but he does want to sell his hoodies. And I'll save this for next week.
Like, I really don't even want to hear Melo talk about the Knicks anymore, to be quite honest with you.
I'm sick and tired of Melo, to be honest.
I actually would prefer to
like watching him play.
His name for, like, the next 5 months.
I like watching him play. I just am sick and tired of hearing about the whole Knicks thing. Here you go. According to odds makers, the Maple Leafs are now the new Stanley Cup favorites at 8-1. They've had a tremendous run of Stanley Cups. They haven't won one since 1967. Tampa Bay is 9-1, and at 12-1, Edmonton, Chicago, and the Penguins, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs.
How can you now look? I get it; things change fast, but really, you can't make them the favorite. Now, this could change by the day.
Something just happened to your mic, or maybe it was me. No, it's me.
It was you.
My headsets went down.
It's okay. Either way, the Maple Leafs should not be favored to win the Cup right now.
They have one great player.
Well, it's not. Listen, they're a growing team. I'm not saying that. Eventually, they're not going to be in that status, but I think that we're reacting to early season. There's a lot of factors at play here, and they should not be the odds-on favorite at any point to win the Cup.
I agree with that. So there's my boy Nick Kyprgios, that crazy tennis player. Did you hear about him? So he shut it down for the year, and then he was willing to take questions from the gallery, like the peanut gallery questions. Anyone could ask him a question on Twitter, and he'd answer it instead of media people. So he answered fans' questions, and someone asked him what was the worst thing, most difficult aspect of playing Roger Federer. And you know what he said? Mirka heckling and whistling at me before I serve and in between serves. And there's proof of it in the three-set tiebreak loss to Federer in Miami, which the pro-Federer crowd jeered Kyrgios the entire match to the point of distraction, and continued well after the umpire asked them to stop. Roger's wife, Mirka, was caught on camera being involved in the heckling, and nasty heckling at that. They have video of her spitting and yelling obscenities at him. How funny is that he brings her up? Federer's wife. He's like, she's crazy, too. They say he's crazy, right? Someone asked him, he threatened a prominent New York Times journalist with a wedgie. He said, right, be nice or I'll wedgie you. that's great. Someone asked him, someone also asked him, said that he was fat. And he said, my obesity, geez, take it easy, mate. I may not be ripped, but obese? Kick a bloke when he's down. Someone asked him what his favorite thing to eat is. He said, frozen yogurt. Oh, God, I've lost 50% of my appreciation for him.
Should hang out with Mafia.
Mafia with all of his yogurt. All right, here we go. Corey in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Cool, man.
No doubt, man. One of the probably the best show in all sports talk radio.
Thanks.
Man.
No one else thinks so.
Hey, man, real quick, I want to apologize in advance. My 5-month pregnant wife, who's actually Italian, could come out here any minute and tell me to come get in bed. So
that's awesome. Does she swear at you in Italian?
No, her family does. It's kind of intimidating.
I believe that. So I got to hurry. I'm running out of time. What do you want to say about the Astros? Do you think they'll win or not?
Hey, that's what I was going to ask, man. I think they got a great shot at home, but I just wanted to get your take quickly on how you feel about the pitching matchup. And,
I think your bullpen sucks, and I think the Yankees' bullpen is awesome, and I actually think CeCe's better than Charlie Morton. Doug in Rhode Island, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up there, Scotty?
Hey, dude.
How you doing? Can I get a shot of beer?
Shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, puke. Here's New Mexico trying for the backdoor cover. That's got to be pass interference, doesn't it? Oh, my God, no flag. Of course there's a flag. That was the worst pass interference ever. I need the backdoor cover here. I got Colorado State to win, and I got New Mexico +7. I need them to score a touchdown, and I got money. Doug, go ahead. So what do you want to say about the Celtics?
Yeah, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Celtics' first win of the season. They look a little sluggish. The game looked a little sluggish in the third quarter and everything, but they ended up picking up the pace a little bit towards the end. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they looked consistent the whole night. They were scoring around 24 to, 27-ish type per quarter. 33 and a fourth, they finished them off. Obviously, the Sixers are young and haven't found themselves yet. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of good games this year where they actually are exciting and win. They got a lot of talent on the team. But early on here, they haven't figured each other out at all. And Boston has just a better team. And obviously, they beat them by 10. There you go. And Kyrie had a really solid game. Max in Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, I just want to give a big shout-out to Carver High, big time. But anyway,
Carver High's a rock star here on the show.
Appreciate
absolutely.
That, Max.
And I just want to tell you, you are literally the Kurt Cobain of sports radio. Nobody can mistake your voice for anybody else.
That's cool.
But ultimately, what I want to go to is the Detroit Lions, what you think they're going to do at the end of the season, and Matt Stafford.
Well, I think right now I'm concerned about them. Who do they play this week? They have a bye. That's right. They play no one. That's good for them because they've started to leak a little bit, I think. I thought they looked bad in New Orleans. They got a lot of injuries. I think even Stafford's a little banged up. They need to get, healthy. It's a good time for them to have a bye. With Stafford, anything's possible. And now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, I actually still think they have a really good shot because I think it's down to them and Minnesota to win that division. And I like Stafford way better than I like Case Keenum or always injured Sam Bradford or Bridgewater if he ever gets back on the football field. I know he's practicing, but it doesn't mean he's going to play. Mike in Toronto. I'd love to see Bridgewater play because I think he's better than both of them. Mike in Toronto.
Hey, Scotty. Good to talk to you.
What's happening, Mike?
Not much, man. I'm a big Canadiens fan. Tough loss tonight. Over 50 shots on goal, but you've been giving it to the Canadiens fans lately, and you're bang on. Very annoying bunch. I can't go online anymore when there's anything about the Canadiens being talked about.
Well, look, first of all, I've called games at the Bell Center. I've done NHL play-by-play and been lucky enough to go there and call a game there. It was an honor, and I look up to the city. I think it's a great city. I go there. I've visited there. I've been there. I went to Mafia's wedding there. I partied there. I've stayed there at the Sofitel. I love it. It's a great city. It's a great hockey history place, great championships. I respect the franchise for sure, but, I mean, that's just all there is to it. Right now, here and now, today, they suck right now. So they need to get their act together and figure out what the problem is. I can't even fathom how bad they're losing with a goalie that good, to be honest with you. So it's easy to rip them because they're not winning. If they get their act together, I doubt I'll rip them. I respect the franchise. I am, they won a lot of titles. They haven't won one since 93, though. So that's a little bit troubling, I think, even for their own fans.
Maybe the goalie's just not that good anymore.
Yeah, maybe he's not. Maybe his best days are over and he never amounted to a hill of beans.
Played a lot of hockey, been hurt a lot.
You name it. And he's never sniffed it. Jason in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, can you tell me what is up with Stephon Gilmore? And he's out second straight game with a concussion.
My underground source is saying someone clocked him in the face at practice, and that's why he's out with this phantom injury. What do you think?
Well, that would be fantastic if that were the case, because I know Carver High hates his guts. But
well, I think it's the best thing for you that he's not playing. I mean, your defense probably going to operate a lot better with him.
Oh, God, this guy, another penalty. That's not going to work either. This quarterback is so awful. I'm not going to be able to see if they score before the show ends. Oh, well. It's going to be third and goal for New Mexico. I just wanted to say before I leave how bad New Mexico sucks. Chris, thanks for working on the show. Did you work on it more than one day this week? I think twice, didn't you? No, just once today? I've lost track. Carver High, great job. Have a good weekend. Have fun at the Mob Bar and with your new house. Here's to Mafia up at the Carrier Dome, sitting there by himself with his daughter. I'm Pharrell. Get my picks at PharrellOnTheBench.com and the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.